And I think having seen both sides, I came to this realization that many times we
No.
read and we're like, oh, this is mentioned in Kitab al-Fulani that the Sufis are like that, or this is mentioned in Kitab al-Fulani that Salafis are like that. But I was that unique person that actually got to sit with some of the mashayikh, and I was like, wait a minute, they don't believe in that. It's just a few of them that become famous, but the ulama of them, they're very athari. Like
SubhanAllah.
they are athari creed. Like, you know, my Sheikh Muhammad Al-Khudayri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him out of the prison. He's been in prison. Today, in every phone app, the Gharib Al-Quran, if you go into the phone apps and it says the word meanings of the Quran, it actually comes, he is the one who wrote that, Muhammad Al-Khudayri. He's the writer
Ajib.
of that to make people understand Quran in basic understanding. When I traveled with him, wallahi, I was ashamed to call myself a talib al-ilm in front of his ibadah.
SubhanAllah.
Right? Like somebody who gets up at 3 o'clock at night after traveling for 3 hours and arriving at
SubhanAllah.
12 o'clock and then waking me up, and this is me, talib al-ilm, sleeping in his bed, enjoying his life. I'm like, the sheikh is like, Ahmed, salah. Right? And but those days, I'm like, there's no way. And then we sit in the car and I'm like, I'm going to ask them, sheikh. And then the entire 2 hours, he didn't speak to me. He was doing his adhkar, his litanies. He's a Salafi sheikh.
SubhanAllah.
Like, there's no way you can be connected to that sunnah. Yes. There are variances, as we all have variances on this side, there's also variances on that side. And I think that
SubhanAllah.
is something we must appreciate and understand, that not all of them can be stroked with one brush, right? And
And
alhamdulillah, I got that blessing to be able to see the both sides, the balanced versions of both sides, alhamdulillah.
I'm telling you, it all goes back to the intent. Are you intending to enjoy? There's a ladha in hating somebody.
Subhanallah.
It's true. There's a ladha in our group hates that group. That is a terrible ladha. That is, Imam al-Haddad said, ladhatul qili wal qal. The
Subhanallah.
ladha of backbiting, of destroying, of taking down. And in we're revert in reverse, what we're doing is elevating ourselves.
Subhanallah. Abu Hanifa's son used to, he, Abu Hanifa saw his son argue with someone. So he rebuked him. So he says, yeah, I think it's either Abu Hanifa or Ahmed ibn Hanbal. You know, don't quote me on that. It's one of the two. So he said, oh, my dad, I've always seen you argue with other people and argue in a good manner. Jidal, yani, momo jidal, munaqasha, right? Munawara, on concept. So he said, yes, the difference is, my son, in your intention, I can see that you want to defeat him.
SubhanAllah.
In
SubhanAllah.
my intention, when I would argue, my intention was that I shouldn't move so that I don't want to confuse my opponent and hopefully he wins.
And
Right?
that's where a lot of these brothers said the debate scene hardened my heart, so I left it, right?
SubhanAllah.
But the same brothers, when it's like a local community member with husna niyyah, good intention back and forth, they always engage in this.
SubhanAllah.
Good intention back and forth. Their heart, you have to be able to have, and Sheikh Muhammad Al-Yaqubi used to say, an antenna. Antennas on the TV. You need to have an antenna of where is my heart moving.
SubhanAllah.
And if it ever moves to kibr or separation, then you know Iblis has taken over the event,
SubhanAllah.
the
SubhanAllah.
discussion. But
SubhanAllah.
if it moves towards strong dua to bring our hearts together, not naively by burying the issue, this is just naivete, but by bringing out the truth and being open
Your
to the
truth and being open to listen to the other side.
being open to the fact of what is qat'i in our religion, what is khilafi,
Yes.
right? You're gonna have success 9 times out of 10, and
Yes.
that's what our point is here. Our point is here to, there are a lot of essential students. As you know, we're starting our academic year online.
Darul
Some of the
Fath.
brothers, and when essential starts, we're starting tonight at 7 o'clock at Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah.
And when we do this, you have to have the intention of purifying your intent towards the mukhalifin. Mukhalifin, as long as it's within the parameters of the sunnah, broadly speaking.
Ihtimalat darija fil aya, yani.
Exactly. There's ihtimalat in the dhanni evidences,
Yes.
and you have to understand that, right? So now, if you don't know what those are, then we'll just say, have a clean heart to everyone until you learn, right?
SubhanAllah.
And have a
SubhanAllah.
clean, and that's the best example. And Habib Abdul Qadir Saqqaf has, he said that the dua, which is a sunnah, اللهم أذهب غيظ قلبي وأجرني من مضلات الفتن. Oh Allah, remove the anger of my heart and protect me from the tribulations that lead people astray. If you say it 7 times a day, he said, very slowly, the hiddah. The hiddah is the sharpness
the
of your heart.
Some edginess, people, the edginess. Yeah,
the edginess of your heart. The porcupine aspect of your personality will slowly... All right, some people's feet are like, they destroy any sheet that they sleep in, right? Their feet are so cut up. They work hard, whatever. But you can soften that with these machines. Bzz, remove all the edges dead off skin. Of it. Dead then you skin. Have a smooth surface, like sanding a table down. You can sand your heart down and remove that edginess. All right, let's now turn in our first segment now. That's our introduction on you on the importance of purifying our heart towards others. And if you're going to love, if you're one of those who loves Rabi al-Awwal as the month of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is greater than anything else. To have a pure husn niyyah and a pure heart towards every Muslim. And by the way, it may not be reciprocated. Here's the key. You may say, okay, I did it, but he didn't reciprocate. We have sabr then. We have sabr. Allah created the khalq and they cursed him back. A'udhu billah. The messenger is the greatest of all in his husn niyyah towards the people and the people. Until today, he is attacked by people. There's no human being more attacked on the earth than the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to have sabr with when people don't reciprocate that husn niyyah. They're going to say, oh, no, you're all innovators. Khalas, no problem. They have sabr.
Rasulullah used to say, Allah said, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ. That the fact that you, the people walked away from his message. The word athar is like an imagery here, right? That they were listening to him, they turned around, and Rasulullah is being hurt because they walked away and he's looking at the footsteps of these people. And he's saying, why would you walk away from this?
Subhanallah.
Why would you walk away from this? So it may not be reciprocated. Right? Yeah. People, some people may not take that love. Again, it's something.
That's it. You have to just have sabr with it.
I think to introduce this topic, I think the ayah that I think we can begin with is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Right? And this ayah that, you know, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and that you may venerate Him and you may honor Him, do waqar of Him, tawqir of Him. وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ, and you sanctify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bukratan in the morning and asila towards the end of the night. This is really interesting because if you read the tafsir books,